Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here in Audio Boots. It's Wednesday, 22nd of July, and it's 9:10 a.m. I've just backed up at St. John's Hospital, going in to the haematology department to have my bloods checked. And to see the consultant, to see if all's well with my body, with my blood at least. Hopefully, since it's a fairly early appointment, I'll be out quicker than normal, because it tends to be that if you get an appointment about, pardon the wind noise by the way, I haven't got anything on these binaurals. It's okay, we'll be in shelter shortly, that's very difficult to say, in shelter shortly, oh my god. If you get an appointment about after 10 or even 11, because of the usual delays with patients, you end up being way, way back in your time. So I'm quite happy to have a 9:30 a.m. appointment. So hopefully I shouldn't be too long. But I still feel, I said my morning thoughts this morning, I still feel, it's maybe the wrong thing to say, a kind of wasted time, because it's not as if when I come in that the give me any special tests or examinations, and you know, cough, things like that. Take my weight and then just check my bloods. So that's about it. Anyway, and through the giant revolving door into the warmth. This place is quiet this morning. Hi, James. 9:30. Now, my last appointment I got here was about 10:30. And when I came through that door, there were hundreds of people. Literally hundreds of people. And now at 9:30, it's almost as if the hospital was just waking up. There's hardly anybody. This corridor I'm walking to the outpatient's floor. There's usually a throng of people going back and forward, including the staff. And there's just two people coming along. So, in we go, get checked in, sit and wait to have the bloods taken. I'll listen to some audio bits, which I've downloaded, because I've no data. Well, I've just signed my name into the wee sheet so that they know you're in for to phlebotomist to take the blood. And I just noticed that there's 10 names in front of me. There's usually only one phlebotomist. So 10 names in front of me means at 9:15, I guess my appointment's not going to be 9:30. There you go, there is me talking about coming into a quiet hospital and hopefully getting way ahead of things. We'll see how it goes anyway. If I've got two phlebotomists on, then that'll be fine. We'll get through those numbers fairly quickly, but if there's only one, anyway, I'm going to get a wee seat, listen to some audio boo. Even the waiting room here is busy. That's why the hospital's quiet, every bugger's in here. Okay, I'll talk again soon. Well, it's 9:40 a.m. Just come out from having my bloods taken, so yeah, like a 15-minute wait, but that's okay. Done now, and just heading round to outpatient 3 to sit and wait. And then it'll be called to get my weight done, then sit down again and wait till the consultant's ready. Actually, this waiting room 3 is chock-a-block this morning, and I just heard one of the nurses say to another nurse, "This place is busy this morning, what's going on?" So I don't know what's going on either, but it's like I might still have a good weight, even though my appointment was for 9:30, it's now going on 9:45, and I won't be taking anything soon. Just a little bit of a winch, I suppose. Anyway, best go and take my seat and listen to some more audiobook. Speak later. Somebody sitting here?
No.
No, right, thanks.
He was up there and saw the doctor writing up and the master took him up there.
If that's the guy. Not to him. Oh, fantastic.
The one went there.
Oh, fantastic.
Is that your man?
Aye.
I think he was taken in specially into the blood just as I come out.
Aye.
So is that he's been seen to him.
Is there a sitting place there? Is there?
It's back round in the waiting room.
I've been wondering why I'm not
following. Alright, okay.
He was doing the doctor first and then the last one came up there, but I wondered where he was.
Because I heard her saying to the phlebotomist that to get him in, it was an extra patient, as it were. So. So he's been taken in, I think he's going for an X-ray or something.
Oh gosh.
If it's the same man, I might have the wrong man, but I think the way you're talking
there. In a green jacket or in a green?
I think so. Quite a tall man.
Aye.
Aye, that's him.
I suppose I just don't think I've deserved him.
Maybe thinks you're away for a tea and a coffee.
Yeah, of course.
Right, yeah.
I'll maybe be
you'll be back round shortly. Waiting room.
Right,
waiting room.
I'm fine, thanks. Just all plodding along. The now.
No, sorry.